You blessings and good evening to each of you tonight. We greet you all in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ. It is at that name that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that He is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. That encourages me to know that I am on the right team. I'm on the winning team. I'm on the superior team. Can you declare that with me tonight? I'm on the superior team. Nothing that can ever pose an opposition or threat toward my team will be able to contend, because every knee will have to bow. Every tongue will have to admit. They will have to confess. They will have to absolutely, undoubtedly, unequivocally, they will have to concede that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Unmatched in his ability, there is no shadow of turning with him. There is nothing he cannot do. There is no place he cannot take you. There is no burden he cannot lift. There is no sickness he cannot heal. My God, what a mighty God we serve. The angels do bow before him, heaven and earth. Absolutely adore him. How about you tonight? Do you adore him? Do you love him? I love him so very much. I'm on the superior team. That's just been in my spirit. That's been on my heart. That's been in my mind. I'm on the superior team because my Christ is the Lord of all. Well, we are so grateful to be here once more and again. And as many of you are probably celebrating Memorial Day today. Your loved ones who served in the armed forces perhaps have passed away, and you are remembering them today, honoring their memory and their service to their nation. Well, we bless God for each and every last one of you. Tonight, we want to continue in our discussion that we have been having throughout the month of May about counteraction, counteraction. I want to pose this particular question to you in the onset of tonight's impartation. The question that I have for you is, what if in the counteraction, God requires you to do nothing at all? That's my question to you. What if in the counteraction, God requires of you to do nothing at all? Isn't that amazing? You know, when I thought about that, I was really considering and pondering in my mind, well, if I'm doing nothing, then that's not really a counteraction. It's just nothing. I'm just not responding. And then the Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me and to show me that even doing nothing in response is still a counteraction, because it required you to choose and to decide. You know, what I'm finding out, especially in this hour, is that one of the greatest challenges for us is not to respond, to choose silence and to choose stillness as a response. So many of us feel as though through the lens of pride, we have to respond. We have to answer back. We must retaliate. We cannot seem weak. I don't want anybody to do or to think that they can do whatever they want to do and say whatever they want to say to me. So when God tells me to be silent, sometimes, and let me go ahead and say most times, our pride overrides the voice of God, because we don't trust that God's vindication will be suitable and sufficient. And we believe that we can handle the situation a lot better than God. Here's what I found out. Here's what I found out. When you do nothing, you are still doing something. When you choose silence by the leading of God, you are still making a decision to do something. It's just not the something your flesh wants to do. When we are silent, when we are still, it gives God the room, the space to begin to move on our behalf. He begins to maneuver, and just like the master strategist that he is, starts moving the pieces all around the board and putting everything in its proper place. What I found out about God is that when I intervene and when I retaliate, it sparks a war. It sparks a battle. It sparks confrontation and conflict. But when I have chosen to follow his lead and be silent and say nothing, it leads to reconciliation. It leads to growth and maturity. It leads to evolution. It leads to revival and recovery. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's almost as if the test is suffer now for the long run of exaltation. Struggle now, and in the long run, come out on top. For many of us, we don't like to feel that someone has gotten a one-up on us, that someone has done something to injure, to harm us, to belittle us, to sabotage us, and that thing goes unanswered. But I want to share with every last one of you tonight who will receive it, there is nothing that has ever been done to you that God does not hold record of. And none of it will go unanswered. The question is, will it be answered by your flesh, or will it be answered by the God who reigns superior above all things? And that doesn't mean that God is going to slap folk around and put them in the hospital and give them some type of disease or some type of plague. That doesn't mean that God is going to cause them to be in some type of accident and have their limbs severed from their body because they shouldn't have never messed with you. That kind of thinking is diabolical. When we begin to grow from that level of thinking, we trust God that if he chooses to deal with those who have done things harmful, done things negative, put themselves in an opposing posture as it pertains to us, when we trust him, we'll let him decide and let him do what he does. And what I found out is that God has a way of keeping people conscious of things that they've done concerning us, even when they're trying so hard to forget or pretend as if nothing ever occurred. God has a way of dealing with people, a way that is so beyond what we can understand or what we can even comprehend. We just have to trust him. And so in this season of your life, you've got to learn that maturity is the requirement in order to counteract when things are occurring, happening in your life. Don't budge. Don't move. Don't waver. Don't straddle the fence. Don't faint. Don't fall apart. Trust what God is doing. Trust that God defends his own, and trust that God vindicates his own. Scripture said that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He says, I will repay. You don't have to pay anybody back. You don't have to respond in any negative way. Just continue. Continue living, continue leading, continue building, continue creating, continue praying, continue worshiping, continue. Because as you continue, God begins to intervene and God begins to deal with the things that are trying to mishandle who you are, mishandle your future, mishandle, misuse, inappropriately use and abuse. I'm telling you, God has a way of dealing with it all. I want you to declare that with me tonight. God will deal with it all. And one thing I know, when it is time for you to respond, God will tell you when, and God will tell you what to say, and God will tell you how to say, and in the setting in which to say. Don't think that God just leaves us weak all the time and feeble and sitting in the corner, cowering like we're some weak. God doesn't always do that. There are times where God will say, pick up your sword. Praise God. But you got to follow his leading. You can't move ahead of him. You can't jump out there and think that every situation is a situation for your sword. Every situation that happens in your life is not a situation for your sword. You got to wait on the command of the chief. You got to let God tell you what to say, how to say, what to do, when to do, where to go. There has to be a leading of the Lord in our counteraction. So what that means is that our counteractions can't be impulsive. We can't jump the gun. Isn't that what they say? You can't jump the gun. You can't be quick or fast or in a hurry to respond or even to reply. Sometimes you got to sit with it and let God minister to your spirit. Take it to the Lord in a time of prayer and let God begin to speak to you and deal with you and let God begin to germinate those things in your spirit. God, what do you want me to say here? How do you want me to handle this? What should my response be? What should my reply be? What should my posture be? Who is God talking to tonight? Who is God talking to on our Zoom platform? Who is God talking to on our conference line? This is the hour, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it's just about, amen, a little over 100 of us between our conference line and our conference and our Zoom platform. But I believe that God is zeroing in on so many of us tonight and really dealing with us, because in this next hour, do you not know that going ahead of God and following what you feel to do, do you not know that it can affect the outcome for your household, for your finances, the outcome for your employment? Do you not know that not listening to God and not following the leading of the Lord can put you in a down position? Do you not understand that how, do you not understand how important discernment is? And hearing and knowing you've heard from God and not answering so quickly and not swinging so quickly and not retaliating. Do you know how intricate that is to your livelihood, to your lifestyle, to your future? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just something to talk about tonight. This is what I believe to be a prophetic warning to many of you. You gotta calm yourself and stop blowing a gasket. Keep your cool and learn how to strategically go to God in prayer and ask him what your next move should be. When those men at 1 Samuel 30 went to David and spake of stoning David, they spake of stoning David because of what happened with their households. David could have easily flipped out. David could have easily went off. But this is what David did. David took the time to go to God in prayer. And this is what he's basically saying to God. What should my next move be? Now, in different cases, it will be different answers, but you got to be willing to listen for the answer. See, because in Jehoshaphat's case, God told him, go out, but do nothing. Go out, but don't swing a sword. Go out, but don't fight. But when David says, shall I go after this troop? Should I go after my adversary? You know what God told him? Go ahead. Go pursue after them, do battle with them, because you're going to overtake them. And without fail, you're going to recover everything that they have taken. You're going to bring everything back safely without any harm. This was the word of the Lord. So in some cases, God will say, be still and do nothing. But then in other cases, God will say, go and swing the sword and recover all. The important piece of this tonight is to hear him, to know that you have heard him, that you're not just going in your flesh, or you're not just going in your pride, that your pride is not directing you, that your pride is not leading you, but that you have enough wisdom, that you have enough discernment to stand still and hear the voice of God first before you move, before you counter, hear God. Before you make a purchase, oh my God, hear me tonight. This is somebody's word tonight. Before you move to that next city and make that purchase and make that step, hear God. Be sure that you have heard God, because God makes, listen, it happened to me. It happened to me over 22 years ago. I was so ready to up and move. I had things in place. I was getting ready to make that move. And God told me to be still and bloom where I was planted. Well, in my flesh, I was over it. In my pride, I was done with where I was planted. I had no more for it. I was ready to up and go. But God said, be still and bloom where you're planted. I'm going to do something right where you are. Ladies and gentlemen, when I start looking around at the lives that God has used me to impact throughout these last 22 years, and when I look at where I am today, opposed to where I was then, had I moved, I would have destroyed myself. Had I moved, I would have missed it. You got to be sure you hear God, even above and beyond what you feel, above and beyond what you're over and how you're vexed and how you're enraged. Hear God. And let God pour into you the wisdom for your next, because there is something that's on the other side of following a God instruction. There's something major on the other side of following a God instruction. And you know what I believe? I believe that I was greatly rewarded by God, even up until this very present day. I believe I have been greatly rewarded by God because I obeyed him. Hear him before you make a move. Hear him before you counter. Hear him before you jump off that job and to another job. Hear him before you go and start making a preparation to move into a place or move into a neighborhood. Hear him before you change states. Hear him before you jump and try to marry somebody. Hear, make sure, glory to God, you have heard God. Make sure you have heard him speak to you. And I'm telling you, when you hear God on the other side of a God instruction are rewards that you can't even count. You can't even fathom the level of blessings that's on the other side of hearing God. Is this for anybody tonight? Is this ministering to your spirit tonight? Is this helping you tonight? I can sense it, because some of you were on the verge of making an irrational move. Some of you were on the verge of even retaliation. Some of you were on the verge of doing something that you really should not have done. That you really should not have done. You were on the verge of making the wrong move. But ladies and gentlemen, how great is our God? to speak to you tonight prophetically and intentionally to tell you, you better wait a minute. Get the instruction from God first. Hear him. I can really feel that somebody was getting ready to walk off of their job. Even as I'm talking, I can sense that so strongly. Somebody was getting ready to throw up their hands and walk off of their job because somebody else is promising you something else. You better be still. How do you know that if you just stay where you are, God's not going to switch things around with management? How do you know that God is not going to reverse some roles and cause you to be lifted where you were once demoted and where you were once humiliated and where you were once sabotaged? How do you know? Stand still. Hear God. If God did not tell you to walk, you better be still. Don't you let your pride get in the way. I know I'm prophesying to somebody right now. I know I hear God speaking to me for you right now. And I can hear him saying, be still. You know, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. But I'm going to tell you, it's more than just our pride. It's our pride and our impatience. We don't have the patience to wait on the Lord's vindication. I want y'all to hear me tonight. My God, I'm woo. It feels like the fire of God is resonating right now. We don't house the patience that is required for the Lord's vindication. We must acquire the patience that the Lord's vindication requires. Why? Because God does not always move in the time frame. And that's what makes us want to jump in. That's what make tag, I'm it. You know, that's what makes me want to get in there because he takes too long. I'm telling you tonight, oh my God, if you would just hear me, be patient. That wait on the Lord is intricate. It is detrimental to your next season. It's essential to your next season. Wait on him. Be still. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. He's going to work. He's going to turn. He's going to move. And you're going to be so glad you waited on God. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to wait on God and it looked like God was taking forever, but you stood right there and you waited? Aren't you glad you waited? Oh my God. I'm so glad I waited on him. I'm so glad. Let me pray for y'all tonight. I know y'all tired of hearing this now. Glory to God. I'm so glad I waited on him. And it can be that level of relief in every area and aspect of your life. Wait on God. Don't jump the gun. Don't move ahead of his will. Stay in the will of God. To every action, there is a counteraction, but it doesn't have to be reflexive. It doesn't have to be reflexive. You don't have to do immediately because something was done. You take the time to seek God. You take the time to hear from God. And you let God give you confirmation and clearance and instruction and direction, and then you can reply. If he has you do anything at all. But always remember, when God says do nothing, you're still doing something because to do nothing is doing something because I'm choosing, I'm deciding. So I have done something. Wait on God, hear from God. I'm ready to pray for you tonight. Oh my God, what a time of impartation tonight. My God, has he spoken to us tonight? Yes, he has. And I want you to know that I am continuously praying for those of you that submit your prayer request and those of you that submit these things on a weekly basis. I appreciate you all so very much. I want to really say that I am praying for those of you that have submitted. And you are going to be on my prayer altar for my daily time of prayer. Kikamon Rockmore, Martin Merced, Elaine Frank, Justin Mack, Diane Harsh, Naisha Cooper, Janet Durbin, Derek Dominic, Johnny Stafford, Jaina Thompson, Celeste Johnson, Nancy Wright, Christopher Walker, Chanel Kelly, Lorraine Williams, Michelle Tarua, Richard Tarua, Antoinette Williams, Terry Copeland, Patricia Prelo, Ruth Aileen, Harriet Shelby, Michelle Smith, Verna Simmons, Ralph Everett, Redonia Johnson, Renee Smichael, Denise Bryant Brooks, Shaquana Johnson, Shelley Watson, Mary Silvers, LaDonna Silvers, Pandora Wilson, Kimberly Hamilton Wright, Tanya Bryant, Deborah Johnson. We're going to be praying for you so very earnestly because I believe that God is doing something on the behalf of his people. Let's look to the Lord tonight in earnest and sincere prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thou art holy, thou art excellent, thou art worthy, thou art righteous. You are the Lord of all. You're the master of all things. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. We are because you say. We are because you chose. We are because you made a decision. And Father, thank you for considering us. Thank you for making ways for us. Even in the times of our apprehension, even in the times of our reservation, you continue to make ways for us. You continue to lead us and to guide us. You word our mouths. You order our steps. Father, you are continuously maneuvering and strategically placing us in the areas of life where we benefit greatly. And for this, we say thank you. Even when we are rebellious in mind, even when we would choose and decide to go different directions, you always make that way to bring our minds back into alignment with your will. Some kind of way, we find ourselves right where you will for us to be, right where you desire for us to be. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Father, I am praying tonight for every individual who is underneath the sound of my voice, who has a mind to do right, who has a heart to do right, who wants to be found in the center of your holy will. Father, tonight, I am praying that you minister to our hearts. If there is anything in our hearts, God, that should not be there, break down those walls. Break down the walls of pride. Break down the walls of impatience. Break down the walls, oh God, of stubbornness. Break down the walls of even our humanity that stands in the way of your divinity. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we continue to live in this earth, it is our earnest desire to be willing vessels, servants of your will. We want to be led and ordered and instructed by you. Father, continue to speak to us in the various ways that you speak, speaking through our dreams and visions, speaking to us through various conversations, showing us signs and wonders. Help us, oh God, that where the enemy would come to distract our concentration and focus, realign our focus, realign our concentration, and increase our time of consecration. Father, help us to know exactly what to do to get in your face. For where your face is, your mouth can be found. Speak, Holy Ghost of God. Speak and we will be made better. Speak and we will be increased. Speak and we shall overcome. Speak and we will come out on top. Continue, O God, to have your way within us. Open up our ear, the ear down within us, the ear down in our soul, that we may hear your voice and draw nigh to the call of your voice. Father, I thank you. I thank you that we don't have to answer for anything. We don't have to answer to anything. There's no urgency for us to answer to anything. Any points to prove, we have none. Father, all we have is to follow your word and your will. Continue to lead us. Continue to show us the way. Light up the path, oh God, and show us the way. Help us to break down the walls of anger and the walls, oh God, of hatred that even tried to be built up within us. Father, as a result of hurt and as a result of traumas, all of those things that would come that would cause us to not follow what your word and your will would require us to follow. Father, give us forgiveness. Give us forgiveness in our heart for our sisters and brothers. Help us, oh God, to be able to overcome the things that seemingly are impossible to overcome. Help us, oh God, to be able to forgive the things that are seemingly impossible to forgive, the hurt that have been caused, my God, the injury that has been caused. Down within us, oh God, lies a seed of injury that seemingly is impossible to uproot. But with your spirit, all things are possible. Make it possible for us to forgive others so that we can receive forgiveness from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your word come alive in us. My God, help us, O Lord. Help us in this season, please, Father. Help us in this season not to be, oh God, conniving, or help us, oh God, not to scheme. Help us, oh God, not to intervene and put our hands in the middle of these things, but help us, oh God, to be pure. Help us to be pure and holy. Help us to recognize who you are and to recognize where you are and also where you are not. I thank you that where we go from this day forward has already been ordered by you. You have made the difference. You have spoken to our spirit. You have empowered and enlightened us, uplifted us. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we have survived the things that we did not think we would be able to survive. You brought us. You brought us through it. You brought us through it. And Father, I thank you. We will not doubt. We will not waver. We will not go to the left. We will not go to the right. But God, we're going to follow you. My God, you said in your word that your sheep know your voice and a stranger they will not follow. God, I thank you. I thank you that we're following after your voice. I thank you that we're going after you. We are going where you decide. We are going where you have willed. We are going where you have set for us to go. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. We declare the victory. We declare the victory. We declare the victory. We declare the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Victory over defeat in Jesus's mighty name. We thank God and we say amen. To every person under the sound of my voice, I want you to begin to bless the Lord right now. I want you to begin to praise him, to magnify him, to adore him, to extol him. Oh, he's so worthy. We honor the Lord. We honor the Lord. We honor the Lord. We honor him so greatly. We honor him so mightily. God, he is great and he is greatly to be praised. Well, we bless you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hey, listen, please hear me tonight when I tell you there is nothing better than following the leading of the Lord. Where God leads you, you follow. And if God is not leading you, you stay put until you hear from him. You make sure it is God before you do anything. And when you follow the instructions of God, I promise you, I am a living witness that there is favor in following. Would you declare that with me tonight? There is favor in following God. Come on, declare it. There is favor in following God. He will favor you like you would not believe. Before I let you go tonight, let me thank all of you who are partners and also members. Thank you so very much for your support, your prayers. I so appreciate you. There are some places that I go that I really, really, really need the prayers and the support of those who are a part of what we are doing. And this past weekend, as I was in Atlanta, I felt your prayers and I needed them. I am so grateful that the Lord blessed us once more and again under some very interesting circumstances, but the Lord favored us nonetheless. I want to also thank God because I'm always overjoyed whenever I get to travel and see some of our very own members in the midst. I want to thank firstly, amen, my aunt was in the place on yesterday, Elder Inga Harris, and we are so grateful that she was able to be there. Let me also thank my Atlanta membership. I saw Nyasha there. I also saw Kikamon there. It was so good to see those wonderful faces. The Lord continued to favor you all. The Lord continued to bless you as you continue to do His will. Don't do anything outside of His will, and you will always be favored. I love you all. Have an amazing week. I will be on the morning boost this week, so please join me each morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll talk with you in the morning. God bless.